Good morning.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bells.
Bells.
Here's the good news. It is Hank FM and a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Supporting the free press. And strong emphasis on the word free. We welcome our Hank Facebook Livers right there watching what you can hear on the radio on our Hank Facebook page. Have fun in the comments, kids. Keep it family friendly because we're going to talk about the Pope. We are, of course, on Pope Watch. But Pope Watch officially starts tomorrow as the Cardinals there will enter the conclave at 4:30 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, our time. That will be Wednesday, May the 7th. This all according to the Vatican themselves. They will gather in one chapel, and then they'll go over to another chapel. And then at that point, they'll take the oath, and all those not permitted to vote will leave, marking the start of the conclave. And then nobody will be really able to leave until they decide on the Pope. And how that will work will, of course, be the smoke. Now, if they don't agree, but they've taken a vote, it's going to be black smoke out of the chimney. When they all agree, it'll then be the white smoke, and we know that we have a new pope. That's how it's going to work right there. They also, by the way, are deactivating all cell phone service in the Vatican.
How are they going to be influencers?
Starting tomorrow morning.
It's almost like they're not going to live stream it, so they don't really want us to vote?
The pope vote will not be TikTok, it turns out to be. I know. But I do understand Jeff Probst will be in there to give the final winner after all the Cardinals.
Sweet.
Yeah, the last Cardinal standing. And, of course, we are, as a show, throwing our support behind the Cardinal candidate. It is Pope Pizzabella. That's his real name. And that's really the only reason that we want him to be the next pope, because that would be amazing, even though they have to change their name. But I think if you already have that name, don't change it.
Yeah, lean into that process.
All right, do the smoke and everything. Pope Watch, still very much in effect.
So Jennifer Aniston got quite a surprise yesterday when a car drove right into her home in beautiful Bel Air, California. Now, this all went down around 12:20 in the afternoon. She was home at the time. Her security detail responded and detained the driver until police arrived. No word on the motive, but they did arrest a 70-year-old man at the scene. This is really bad timing because, you know, when you're trying to sell a house, you got to keep it clean. You got to keep the dogs at bay. You got all the things to remember. And, well, that's what she's trying to do right now. She's trying to move to nearby Montecito, California, so she can be neighbors with cool people like Cameron Diaz and Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
And then maybe she can make some friends.
Hey.
Because it's been a while. Well, they have their dollies, ladies and gentlemen. Dolly Parton, an original musical. They've been casting across the world for this. And they've cast three women to play Dolly. All the different phases of Dolly's life. So they're all, two of them are like staunch Broadway performers. The other is a local regional performer that made the cut. So the three women will be taking on Dolly different times in their lives. And it's getting a lot of interest. They've already had to add like 2 weeks more of shows for the announced initial run that'll start there in Nashville at Belmont University and then probably make its way to Broadway if that takes off like it is. But it's already selling tickets left and right. So three new dollies, having a whole chorus of dollies there for you.
Aww.
Yeah, trio of dollies.
Okay.
Triple the dollies. Double the fun.
So everyone loves to bash Nickelback, but make no mistake about it, they are still stars among stars. They joined Jelly Roll on stage this week, and he was pleased as punch about it. He said after years of covering their music, they finally teamed up for How You Remind Me. Now, I don't know if you're keeping up, but he does hit the stage right around the corner tonight. Billy Bob's Texas, that's for a benefit show for ACM Lifting Lives, and tickets still available. So the Jelly Roll and Friends, I finally got the list of the friends.
Yeah.
Lainey Wilson, Riley Green, Russell Dickerson, Ernest, Ashley Cook, and Drew Baldridge. tickets between $100 and $250.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's here.
Jelly Roll!
Which means, okay, we're under Pope Watch. We're under Sam Elliott Watch.
Did you buy your mom tickets to go see Jelly Roll for Mother's Day?
We're under Billy Bob Thornton Watch. And now officially we are on Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll!
Toodaloo!
I know, there's too much. Barbie, let's go party. The CEO of Mattel yesterday announced that because of the announced and imposed tariffs and recent comments about how many dolls we're going to get for Christmas, which you're not going to limit just me to two, okay? I'm going to have more than just two dolls for Christmas.
I thought they weren't dolls. I thought there were...
Don't tell me how many dolls I can have.
Are they not action figures? What do you call them
again? Ken Butner.
They're not toys.
Anyway, Mattel CEO yesterday said 40% increase probably on all prices on all their toys. But that over half of their products will remain priced at roughly $20 or less. But the price of Barbie, which has already skyrocketed this and after the movie, too.
Yeah.
So it last mid-April was $15 for a Barbie. And that's expected to get right there at $19.99 for a basic Barbie. Basic.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't buy Barbies, but so, I know that the boys' toys, oh my gosh.
Say goodbye to all those Barbie accessories, kids. We have accessories at home.
Hi, Ken.
Oh, nobody's going to buy Ken now.
Hi, Ken.
Nobody's going to buy Ken.
Nobody.
That 30-year APR adjustable that you took out on the Malibu Dream Home.
Hi, Ken.
Bad idea. Barbie. Be out on the street with Elmo.
Sorry, Ken. Very sorry.
Hi, Ken.
So we have more proof that you may be a health nut and not even know it, as a new study reveals that drinking between 4 and 6 cups of coffee a day could reduce frailty and delay physical aging. See, that's why we look so young, KB. Research conducted in Amsterdam suggests that habitual coffee consumption is associated with lower odds of becoming weak in older adults, and it also has antioxidants to help combat muscle loss and inflammation. Inflammation, definitely a buzzword. You got to fight the inflammation.
Just can't have it in the studio.
Hi, Ken. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, and to further his marketing of their tequila, Pantalones, that'd be Matthew McConaughey and his wife Camilla yesterday went completely pantless in a new photo.
Loud.
Yeah, well, pantalone is tequila, so that's what it's all about.
Yeah, you put the pants on to drink the tequila.
You know, you're living in a much different world than what we've previously known when Matthew McConaughey is, instead of shirtless, now going pantless. It is the upside down that we are in.
Up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM. Single.